and see what I call family. It is so good to reconnect. Tu B'Shvat is right around the corner. So we don't want to say Tachanun. Maybe we'll eat some fruit. What does it mean? What exactly are we celebrating? I think if we spend a couple of moments exploring the halacha of Tu B'Shvat, we'll begin to see some of the ways in which it's relevant, some of the ways in which it's exciting, and some of the ways in which it's particularly exciting and meaningful for those of us who spend summers together in Beit Meir or in Ephraim. So the Mishnayos of the Gemara tell us that Tu B'Shvat is really a halachic technical day for those mitzvahs which govern fruits growing in Eretz Yisrael, like Trumas and Masros. So it's important to know what year, what crop a particular apple or pear belongs to. Is it this coming year's crop, Tavshin Pei Aleph, or is it last year's crop, Tavshin Pei? Relevant for what seem like some of the technicalities of Trumas and Masros. So unlike other things that grow from the ground, where you look at Rosh Hashanah, for fruit that grow in trees, Tu B'Shvat, now, 4.5 months later, is Rosh Hashanah l'ilanos, the Rosh Hashanah for trees. That means if Chanata, an early stage of the budding, the flowers that grow before the fruit comes out, if that Chanata happens before Tu B'Shvat, then that fruit belongs to last year. If the Chanata happens only after Tu B'Shvat, then that fruit belongs to this coming year. So in that seemingly technical sense, Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'ilanos. It's the new year for trees. Tavshin Pei Aleph begins B'Shvat, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Okay, so it's sort of like tax day, sort of like April 15th. Figure out whether it belongs to last year. This year, an important halacha, certainly if you're a farmer in Eretz Yisrael, trying to figure out how to give Trumas and Masos properly, how to properly treat all the esrogim or figs or caribs or apples growing on your field. But what's that have to do with us? Three quick thoughts in terms of the Lamasa. Number one is that I've heard from Shechter many times. Over the long centuries of Galus, over the long centuries away from Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish people wanted to have a way to maintain our connection to Eretz Yisrael. And so we took Tu B'Shvat, which was a day that was relevant only really for the halachos of Eretz Yisrael, the halachos of fruits grown in Eretz Yisrael. We turned into a little bit of a Yom Tov, no tachanon, eating fruit, celebrating, as we turned it into a little bit of a Yom Tov as a way of maintaining our connection to Eretz Yisrael. Number two, consider the fact that look at these trees behind me; they're pretty bare. I'm here in New Jersey, but even in Eretz Yisrael, the trees are not full of fruit. Chanata, which happens around Tu B'Shvat, is a very early stage. It's the beginning of the flowering, but it's the beginning of process that leads to a ripe fruit. And there's even more. Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph points out that if flowering happens around now, that means the right amount of rain was falling 4.5 months ago, Rosh Hashanah time. So now let's put together what we've learned. Number one, Tu B'Shvat is a day that we celebrate our connection to Eretz Yisrael. And it certainly brings us back, for those of us who live in America, to warm memories of Eretz Yisrael. Warm not only in terms of temperature, it's a little chilly out here now, but warm in terms of the warmth it brought to our neshama. And Tu B'Shvat is also a day that reminds us that people, like fruit, grow with process. Things don't all happen at once. But if Chanata is happening now, if there's a point at which we're flowering, that means there's more growth yet to come. You see that little bit, it looks like it's all winter. It looks like it's all cold. Nothing's growing. But Tu B'Shvat is a day that reminds us that little steps now can lead to big impact later on. Just because you don't see the change right away doesn't mean that what you're working on isn't going to matter in a really big way. And number three, the lesson of Tosos, that the Chanata and the steps I'm taking now may well be rooted in the rain that fell months ago. The growth the goals I have now, even if they seem like small goals, but the growth I'm enjoying now and the vision I have for the future might be rooted in the rain of the past, might be rooted in the rain, the growth, the inspiration that I had years ago in Beit Meir, or maybe in Efrat. And I can reach back to that to take meaningful steps now, years, decades later, and continue to grow and to continue to have ambitious visions for how I want my Avos Hashem to look and to continue to sprout in the months and years to come. Have a happy, productive, and inspiring Tu B'Shvat.